The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
In July, Virginia State Police arrested Omar Gonzalez with an illegal sawed-off shotgun, two sniper rifles, and eight other weapons. He also had a map with a line drawn towards the White House. Less than 3 months later, Gonzalez jumped the White House fence with a small knife in his pocket and made it all the way to the East Room before being wrestled to the ground. Secret Service Director Julia Pearson testified there are only a limited number of options for agents when dealing with people who have mental illnesses. Congressman Connolly accuses the Secret Service of a comprehensive failure. He says after the arrest of Gonzalez in Virginia, agents should have kept him away from the White House grounds and First Family.
He could have been detained for questioning, cited for violation of federal law, and at the very least, I suppose we could have gotten some kind of restraining order to keep him away from the grounds of the White House.
Connolly and other lawmakers are calling for the Secret Service to adopt new protocols after a string of security breaches, including a 2011 incident that took agents 4 days to realize the White House had been hit by numerous bullets. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.